clean up that backyard. A particular contest caught my attention just within the last few months. And it's one of those contests that you kind of slap your head. Man, I wish I'd have thought to have that contest. Something that needed to be considered and thought about a long, long time ago. And we're bringing in one of the finalists for that, Ms. Tiffany Halperin, from the Urban Culture Design Project. Tiffany, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about what this contest, whose brainchild was this contest?
So, the contest was put together by the Arizona chapter of the AIA, which is the Professional Architecture Association here in Arizona. It was opened up to all professions. And my firm, Urban Culture Design, teamed with Julie Wolf and her firm, Thinking Caps Design, to put together our competition entry.
Okay.
And so when we came together to talk about the competition's call was for innovative ideas about, concepts that could be applied to Phoenix in order to better represent something that a visitor here would remember when they left. What's the overall Phoenix experience? And it's a invention of that. And so, of course, people thought, so, you know, an example would be when you go to Seattle, you see the Space Needle.
Sure.
So we all as a group came up with different ideas of what that concept could be.
Okay.
And there were 47 entries. About a third of them were from outside of Arizona.
Interesting.
And they did have international entries as well.
Okay.
So that made us feel good about placing. We were very excited.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Local firm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Great.
So it wasn't a structural idea. It was a concept about we have these existing networks in Arizona, and those networks are our alleyways, and they've been visioned and used for services.
That alley over the back wall,
yes.
Through the back gate.
Yes, the alley.
Kind of can be a little bit dirty unless you have very, very fastidious neighbors.
Correct.
Can be a little weed overgrown.
Correct.
Can be kind of seedy hangout places.
They can.
The alleys.
The alley, yes.
And we have miles.
Oh,
and
yes.
Miles of alleys.
Yes. Yes, we do. And so, and then we have, you know, really two categories of alleys. We have alleys that were built in our original cities and developments, and then we have alleys and variations of in private communities or master planned communities that aren't necessarily owned by the public realm. And so the alleys that we addressed in our competition are publicly owned alleys.
And some of the cities within I want to say the last few years, maybe I don't know, but within the last few years, it's come to my attention that the cities are diminishing their utilization of the alleys. Am I reading that correctly? Am I seeing that right?
That's correct. So, and it depends on which city you are located in. For example, the city of Tempe, in speaking with them, I learned that they are interested in keeping their alleys active. They feel like their residents are interested in keeping their alleys active. So there isn't a idea about abandoning them. But
okay.
In many other municipalities, including Phoenix, there is definitely a movement to abandon or close alleys. And sometimes the conversation goes a step further where not only is it abandoned or closed, but then maybe the city no longer owns it anymore. Maybe the adjacent neighbors become property owners of that alley. And so there's variations all along this sort of gray scale of what to do with alleys. I know that the city of Mesa has gated the ends of each alley and the theory is that every single neighbor along that alleyway would then get a key. And I'm not really too sure how that works either. But my big concern and interest in this topic is really the idea that if we don't, you know, these are public open spaces that have potential really to be anything that we want them to be. And traditionally, we've used them for services. So if a municipality or a neighborhood makes a good argument why they should not be used for services anymore, then what should we use them for?
Yeah, absolutely. The public areas, and I have to tell you, I've been in cities. You mentioned Seattle. Portland, Tucson, Phoenix, where some of these public access areas literally become small villages of people looking for some creative way to put a roof over their head. And so I want to come back after we get caught up with bottom of the hour news here and visit with you some more. It's Tiffany Halperin. She's the design principal of the Urban Culture Design Project, an architectural design firm right here in Phoenix that placed in this international competition about what to do in Phoenix to make it a visual, memorable event when visitors come here. And it was her idea, let's repurpose our alleys. We're going to talk more about that when we get back.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.